The police are trying to find a man to give him his money.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Down in Bolivia, a homeless man's ex-wife died and left him $6 million. The police are trying to find him to give him his money. He seemed to think the police want to arrest him for his drug and alcohol habits. So he vanished without a trace. Like this homeless man, many people fail to realize that God has an inheritance for all who accept his Son. The Apostle Paul explains it in Galatians chapter 4. Think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves are until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. We were like children, slaves to the basic principles of this world. But when the right time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy our freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, "Abba, Father." Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. Christians are heirs of God and joint heirs with his Son. There is no greater inheritance than that.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.